Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today, so Matt Klentak spoke down in Clearwater as they introduced Aaron Nola. And I understand the frustration from Gabe Kapler's perspective, from Matt Klentak's perspective, because no matter what they do, it all comes back to Machado Harper. They could sign Aaron Nola. They could reintroduce JT Realmuto. Everything's going to circle back to these guys because that's what we care about, and that's what they earmarked this offseason for. But here's Klentak today, and I found his choice of words here interesting and funny because you could tell he's kind of annoyed at the idea that he has to land Machado or Harper. And here's Klentak describing this Phillies offseason, even without these guys.
We've had an objectively excellent offseason.
Well, first of all, Matt, they've had a very good offseason, and I would say it's close to excellent. He's done a great job, so I'm going to praise him. But you can't be, if you're going to say something's objectively great, you can't be giving the opinion. You're subjective on your own moves. So first of all, that's silly. And second of all, it is not an objectively excellent offseason if they don't land one of these two guys. Not because they didn't get good players. Realmuto is a very good player. McCutchen's still a good player. Robertson's still a very good relief pitcher. They improved this baseball team a lot over this offseason. And Segura, almost forget about him, he's a very good shortstop. He's not wrong in his assessment. It's silly the way he said it, but here's the problem. It's not that you don't just get a Harper or Machado. It's not you don't just get the one and two on the board in terms of free agents this offseason. Here is why it's not an excellent offseason without these guys. This opportunity doesn't come around every day. 26-year-old players, position players on the path to the Hall of Fame do not hit free agency every year. There is no tomorrow with this. There's no, oh, we'll get one of these guys next year. There is no 26-year-old free agent next year of the caliber of these players. That's why this is such a big deal. That's why we've spent so much time talking about this and following every dumb rumor on Twitter about this, because we understand how big of a deal this is. And I know they do too. That's why he can't BS me with that, because we all know, and I know he knows, this is a rare opportunity. And I expect when they sign one of these guys, he will say that at the press conference, that this isn't an everyday thing, that they wanted to do this and they were comfortable giving out that kind of contract because this is a rare opportunity. Usually free agents are 29 or 30 years old. And guess what? You get three or four good years and then it's over and you're screwed the next five or six. These guys are the opposite of that. That's why everyone in baseball should be pursuing them. That's why it's a shame on baseball they're not unsigned. And it's why it is not an objectively excellent offseason if they don't seal the deal with one of these guys. Like, this isn't your typical slugger, free agent, 2 years from now, a year from now, is a similar player. There are no similar players. Mike Trout's better, but even he will be in a different age bracket in 2 years. He'll be 29 years old. So there'll be some inherent risk in signing a 29-year-old going on a 30 center fielder. Anyone with a brain would still take Mike Trout in the risk in 2 years, but it's different. It's why the player like this is rare. A-Rod was like this at 26 years old, 25 years old. Now Machado, now Harper. So don't give me the objectively excellent nonsense until this is done. And then when it's done, and one of these is a Philly, one of these guys plays for the Phillies, I will be the one saying, Matt, you don't have to say it, I'll say it for you. This was an objectively great offseason. Matt Klentak has done a very good job. I think he's a really sharp GM. And I think he's got the Phillies on the path to being a good team for a long time. But don't give me the objectively excellent line when you can't be objective about your own work. Let's just stop there for a second. And two, the biggest part of this thing is still out there. 10 years from now, no one's going to care about David Robertson's contract. No one's going to care about Gene Segura. They're going to care if Machado and Harper were here. 888-729-9494. That's how you get in. Three question, my Klentak rant, and we'll talk Antonio Brown as well. 888-729-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.